are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sextile to gossip.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night here at LA Talk Radio. You know what I like to say? It's Sunday night, so if you're on the East Coast, I hope you downloaded. Lord have mercy, it's one of them nights. Downloaded the LA Talk Radio app. It's free. And that way, you can take me to bed with you every Sunday night. How are you doing? So do y'all need some advice? Well, we've got comedian and advice diva, Robin Camille, in your face style. You know, she's been was doing her thing. Anyhow, she's joining us tonight. So if y'all need some advice, tweet me. Call in 323-203-0815. That's the number to the studio. And then we've got coming up Brianna. Brianna right now is actually singing in New York. She's on stage right now with Monifa doing her thing. So Brianna, she's going to be here just a little bit. And we got some new songs from her, Green Card and Too Old. Other than that, again, the number here, 323-203-0815. That's the number to the studio. How was your week? We're going to do a week in review. How does that sound? Because I know there's a lot going on. And I'm getting tweets right now. I'm making another. My week was great. And I just heard the, so you know who that is. That's Ms. Robin Kimmel, the Advice Diva. Pull up your mic and welcome to Max and Friends.
How are you doing, honey?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm just, like, happy that you're here. Because for some reason, like, I feel like this show is going to be... Like, it's a lot of stress getting everything together. And I'm like, I think I got a new advice diva in the studio that's going to help me out. So I'm good that you're here. How are you?
Oh, honey, I'm fine. You know, honey, I always like helping people with their drama. Baby mama drama, you know, your man and beat your ass drama. You tired of your drama, all that kind of stuff, honey. You know, I help people.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do. And you're not only a comedian and advice diva, but your in-face style has landed you appearance on the Howard Stern Show, Bravo's Career Out for the Straight Guy, Bear City, the movie, and a recurring guest spot on Here's TV's Threesome. You got a rich gospel influence with your vocals. They've graced many dance music tracks, including Free to Love on Center Music's Gay Disc CD Volume Number 6. And you're currently touring, okay, with a one-woman show, Raw and Real. Tell us about Raw and Real.
Well, honey, you know something? It's a little bit of everything. Now, I could talk about politics, relationships, sex, good, bad, and ugly. And then I also talk about things that people don't want to talk about. It's on the mind, but they can't talk about it. You know, so I'll bring it to the forefront. Give me a mic, honey, and it's all on. The other thing, too, I incorporate some poetry from my book, Get Off the Titty. So it's all of that in a bag of chips, honey.
Get Off the Titty? I never knew I was on the titty. So, how you get on the
Well, honey, you know, most people get on the birth and don't, you got to knock them bitches in the head and they still won't get off of it. You know, it is what it is, but it's all good.
That's the truth. Now, what made you write Get Off the Titty?
Well, darling, you know, Get Off the Titty, that is a Southern saying. Mm-hmm. You know, basically it means it's time for you to grow up, honey. Cut the apron strings is another one. But I like Get Off the Titty because it's more direct, okay? Get off the titty. Stop nursing, honey. So it was one of those things. I talk about so many issues in the book. Poetry, of course, but it's touching on many different things, honey. But yeah, just get off the titty, honey. Grow up, honey, because you got to be an adult to read this shit, okay?
That's the truth. And you got to be an adult tonight to tune into Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. We've got Robin Camille in the house. She is the advice diva. She's also going to give us a week in review. And I feel kind of like, you know, when I spoke to you pre-show, which I rarely speak to guests pre-show, I kind of felt like this vibe, like you're going to be back and we're going to do our thing. And we're going to be like Howard and Robin. So how was it being on the Howard Stern Show?
Oh, honey, it was very, very, because I was actually on there promoting my book, Get Off the Titty. Because what happened, my publicist had sent that in to his one of his producers, honey, and you know how we're all about the titty, honey. So when he saw the cover of the book, which had my titties on it, he called me in for an interview, honey. Yeah, I was all up on the show and on it when he was doing it on the show on the E-Channel, honey. It was very, very.
Now, speaking of titties, I saw your picture. You are like, you've got a pair that I would just love to nestle in. So how big are your titties?
Oh, darling, I am a 42BB.
There you go. For all of you listening who wanted to know, that's who's in the house tonight, the Advice Diva.
Yes,
now, what makes you the Advice Diva?
Well, you know what, darling? Now, I don't have any degrees or anything like that. I don't come from a clinical background, per se. But I just give it to you straight without the chaser. I'm like your girlfriend. I'm your soundboard, honey. And I just give you a confirmation on what you already know. Because most people, most of us have that innate sense when shit is about to get raggedy or when it already is. And we just sit up there and put on those rose-colored glasses and lie to ourselves, delude ourselves into thinking that tomorrow's going to be a better day when it's not. So when you talk to me, I just basically give you a confirmation of shit you already been roaming around in your head, honey. That's all.
Mm-hmm. All right, we've got someone on, so they're going to ask you a question, ask for some advice. So, caller, what's your question for the Advice Diva, Robin Camille?
Well, I'm trying to figure out, like, what kind of a career to choose. You know, I'm out of college, and I'm not sure exactly what to do.
Well, okay, honey, well, let me ask you this. You have to sit down and ask yourself what it is you want to do, because no one else can make that decision for you. You know, because I can go tell you, listen, honey, go get your ass up at Starbucks or McDonald's, but if you're going to cut your wrist at the end of the shift, honey, then it does not make any sense. So you need to ask yourself, one, I don't know what you went to school for. What did you go to school for?
Well, I kind of went to school for just, like, took a liberal arts degree, but I don't really want to do anything that requires that kind of, like, thinking. I want to kind of do something with my hands.
Well, wait a minute. You're going to spend all your parents' money going to a college to get a liberal arts degree, and now you don't want to think. You want to do something with your hands. Honey, Lord have mercy.
Well, they didn't pay for it. They didn't pay for it.
Oh, they didn't pay for it? So who paid for it, honey?
No. I went to school in Florida, and I did well in high school, so you know, it didn't cost me anything to go to college.
Oh, it didn't cost you anything. Okay. All right. Well, now you like working with your hands. Oh, okay. Except your time, honey. And, you know, time is very valuable because you can't get that shit back, okay? So that is a lot. That is a very important thing. Now, what you need to do, okay, if you like working with your hands, honey, then what you need to do is figure out something that you can do with your hands. You like working with your hands, honey? What do you like doing? Ceramics? You like building shit? You want to go into construction? What you want to do, honey? I mean, these types of things. You have to examine things that, you know, allow you to work with your hands. And what I would suggest, instead of running out here trying to get a job, try to be an entrepreneur, start your own business. But then again, you said you don't want to think, so I don't know how that's going to work out for you. But the thing of it is, honey, I would suggest that, you know what I mean, honey? You know, you got to think to be an entrepreneur, honey. Okay? But
somebody told me once that barbers can, like, make a pretty good living.
Yeah, barbers can make a good living, honey, and that is working with your hands. And see, you're thinking already, honey. You see what I'm saying?
Diva's giving you?
You see what I'm saying? That's all. That's right, honey. This is about these ideas. Yes, honey. You can cut some hair and everything, you know, but you do have to think sometimes. You can't be fucking people's heads up now.
Are there schools for that?
Well, of course they are, honey. You can go to cosmetology school, honey, and they have programs. Because then, I don't know how it is in Florida, but I know in New York, everyone has to be licensed and everything. Because, you know, back in the day, Shaquan and all of them used to be doing bitches' hair in their kitchen, and then they changed the rules, and then everyone has to have a license. So you can go
and
look.
I dreamed of being a barber.
Yes, well, you know what's
all right.
I never thought it was possible.
Well, listen, you know what's possible? Let me break in real quick. What's possible is if you tweet the Advice Diva on Twitter, you can go there and ask us some more questions. Thank you for calling, and we're gonna keep up on you. So let us know how you're doing and if you end up going to barber school. Have a good night.
Thanks, it's been helpful.
That's right. Bye, baby. It's been real. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Now, you see, he worked it out already. See, that's what I said. Just giving the confirmation, honey, because he already knew he wanted to work with his hands. And see, just talking to me for a few seconds, honey, he popped up and he done become a barber. You see what I mean?
Do you have that effect on men?
Well, yes, honey, yes, honey, yes. You see, he got it all snatched together, this, that, that.
Now, tell us about last night. You had a show. So what happened in your life last night?
Well, darling, you know something? This week has been a little hectic, crazy, cray-cray, but I like cray-cray, honey, because it's when I'm sitting at home twiddling my thumbs, honey, that's when I get nervous. But, you know, Thursday, I actually have a show, a talent competition that I'm co-hosting and co-producing at Resorts Casino Hotel in Atlantic City. And I stay up all night, honey, because it's in one of their nightclubs, so I don't get to sleep on Thursday, you know? And I don't, you know, call Ray Ray up on 125th Street to get the 8-ball like I used to 10 years ago, honey. So I'm doing this all with Red Bull and all that kind of stuff, trying to keep up. And then on Friday, of course, I had my one-woman show. So it was a little crazy, honey, because, you know, people don't pay to see Ty. They don't want to see no raggedy-tied bitch on stage. You have to be on and popping, okay? Because that might have been their last $20, okay? So I try to give people 120%. So it was a little hectic, but I'm fine now. You see how bubbly I am?
I not only do I see how bubbly you are, but I'm getting tweets right now from people, and they've got some advice questions for you. So if you want to go that route, if that's cool, can we go that way?
All right.
So here's the deal. We got a tweet right now from Jessica. Well, I guess it's Jessica. It's spelled with Y. Do your thing, Jessica. But anyway, Jessica has a question, and she wants to know. She's with her man now for... Jessica, you need to learn how to tweet. She's with her man.
Yeah, she hooked on phonics, honey. She hooked on phonics. That's all right.
No, geez, she's not even hooked on. She hooked off. But anyhow, so Miss Hooked on Phonics, Jessica, want to know how to get rid of her man after 2 years.
Okay, well, honey, I don't know if he's living with you. It may be a little more difficult because then you got to get the bitch out the house. And once you have somebody living with you, honey, it's very hard to get them out the house unless, you know, you one day when they go to work, if they're not working, that's even harder. If they are working, you can, you know, put this shit out on the street and change the locks. But if they're not working and laying up in there all day, it's going to be more difficult, honey. You're going to have to spray some Raid or some shit, get that bitch up out of there, you know, because it is very difficult to get people out of there, especially when they're not working, okay? Now, I don't know if you got some big burly brothers or some friends, honey, but you need to confront him and tell him that you would like him to go. Now, if he seems like he's a violent motherfucker, then, honey, you need to get some of your big burly friends and take his ass up out of there and tell them that you need them to help you with this eviction. Because you definitely, if you're not happy, honey, life is too short. Get his ass up out of there and do it quickly. And please, don't be fucking him because you don't want to have no baby by him. Okay?
That's the real advice. Diva Robin Camille, she's here tonight on Max and Friends, giving her advice. Now, I want to talk about a week in review. What's going on this week that's been driving you crazy? Now, let me just make a little disclaimer before you get into it. If you got small kids in the room, like I know some of you do tonight, is not the night to be tuning into Max and Friends. I know I should have said at the beginning of the show, but thank you for the reminder, Meganilla. And, yes, get your kids out the room. So what happened
that
pissed you off, Miss Robin Camille?
Well, you know, one of the things that really, really has pissed me off. Now, I know everyone has heard about these Boston Marathon bombers, which was a tragedy. You know, I saw some people that are recovering now, you know, amputees. They have to go through, I don't know how many months of rehabilitation. Some people didn't make it out. And then I find out this week, them two little bitches that blew everybody up was on welfare, getting food stamps, walking around with an EBT card in their pocket, living on taxpayer money, American taxpayer money, and then have the nerve to bite the hand that feeds them and go and blow somebody up. Ain't that a bitch?
That's really, now, you know what I think is a bitch, too, is their mother. Did you see her on TV?
That bitch up there stealing and Lord and Taylor's, honey, shoplifting. Okay, they so busy watching me when I come in the damn store. They should have been watching that bitch. The bitch that stole about $1,500 to $1,600 worth of shit. She jumped bail. So now she can't even come in here to claim the bodies because if the bitch do, they're going to put her ass in the cell block next to Lauryn Hill. So, you know, it's all of that in the back of champs, honey. It's a hot mess. And the wife, she was on welfare, too, with the little baby. And then she was doing some, must have been doing some DL stuff, honey, working as a home attendant, getting money on the side. And I bet you any amount of money, honey, they had Section 8. Honey, they were just on the dole, honey, American taxpayers paying for these bitches for 10 years. Because when the daddy was here, they said his ass was on welfare too. He was on food stamps and getting all that shit. But then they going to blow us up. Take your raggedy ass out of here.
Well, okay? I agree. Okay. let's not ask you what you really think. But in all sincerity, you know, all joking aside, we do send our love and our thoughts and our prayers out to Boston right now.
Honey, we do.
They're going to do their thing and rise up, you know, just like September 11th happened in New York and it rose bigger and better. Boston going to do his thing. And just because the ground was shaken by two, 10,000 are going to shake on the ground that once was shaken by the two. So,
all right, let me get my tambourine. Yes,
get your tambourine. Yes. Praise him.
Yes, honey. Yes.
But you know it's
honey,
the truth.
Yes. It is, honey.
I'm going to get my Martin Luther King fan with the funeral on the other side, funeral home on the other side. I'm waiting myself.
Get your
shake on. Now, speaking about Boston, moving along, what else happened this week that done pissed you off?
Well, you know something, honey? Another thing that has pissed me off is Miss, what's that bitch's name? Reese Witherspoon, okay? She up here done got all busted with her and that old raggedy-ass husband. I don't even know if he's working. Because he got busted for DWI, driving under the influence, driving while intoxicated. And she going to sit up there and get out the car with her raggedy-ass talking shit to the cop. And then, you know, here they both get arrested. But you know what? I find it quite peculiar and interesting that this bitch happened to get this mugshot during the same time she happened to have a film that's being screened at the Tribeca Film Festival in New York City. Mm-hmm. See, you know what I think? I think it's all a publicity stunt. I really do. Because that bitch ain't had a good movie since. Yeah, look at him, Matt. You know what I'm talking about.
Right. Legally Blonde. That was it.
Honey, Legally Blonde. No, what that bitch did when the Oscar walked the line in 2005. That's the last shit she had that was worth anything. You know,
she had the line.
That bitch was walking the line. That bitch walked the plank. And she got that off and went over the edge, honey. Because last year she did some old raggedy-ass movie talking about this means war. And then the year before that, she did some shit talking about water for elephants. Honey, that bitch is a hot mess. So she tried to drum up some publicity for herself. But some movies are raggedy. Nobody is coming to see your shit, honey, just because you got arrested. Shit. I mean, if she were a rapper, it'd be a different story. Please.
Right. Be consistent with your lifestyle.
Yeah, be consistent. And yes, and don't insult my damn intelligence. Okay. I know it's a publicity stunt, girl, and it ain't working.
Now, I can ask you a question. Do you watch OWN Network?
Yes, I do occasionally, honey.
Do you watch Iyanla Fix My Life?
Oh, yes, honey. Oh, yes. I love Iyanla.
That's
my girl.
She
can fix her own shit, but she fixes everybody else's shit.
Oh, now, did you see what happened with her in DMX?
You know what? I missed that episode, honey. I saw the last one I saw with her with Cherie. What happened with DMX with that poor thing? You know, he was in foster care.
He's a mess. And she called him out right up on it, too. Look up that link. And next time we talk, I want to hear what you have to say about that. Because that was just unbelievable. But you saw the one with Cherie, right? She needs to put it. She needs to grow up, too, Miss Cherie.
Cherie is a hot mess, but let me tell you something. She's sitting up in here, you know, with them big crocodile tears, talking about her husband and blah, blah, blah. But the short story, is Cherie sought this man out because he was an NFL player. She was a gold-digging hoe, slinging that twat and trying to get up in there. And then she sits up in here talking about, oh, he didn't love me. Well, bitch, you knew that going in. Because you didn't love him either. True. You was all about the money. Come on, girl. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Come on.
She got too old too quick, right?
Yes, honey. Yes. Yes. And then she tried to sit up there and make the man look like a fool for her little ratings on that little reality show. You know. See, what he should have done was beat her ass. But, you know, that's a whole other story, honey.
Uh-oh. She's going to get Rihanna and Chris Brown up in there.
Well, I turn her, baby. I turn her.
Yeah, but not on Ilana's time. Listen, speaking of getting too old, we're going to play a song tonight because Brianna Cole is coming into this. She's going to be on air in just a minute. She just got off stage. She's in transit to do another show. And she's like, Max, I want to be on your radio. So tonight we're getting her on the air in just a moment. But until then, we're going to play the song Too Old by Brianna Cole. And when we're back, I'm here with my girl, Robin. And we're going to be here with Brianna. Stay tuned to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, baby. Oh, why do you look so sad? You look like you have some bad news for me. I hope not.
I think you're too old, and you think I'm too young. I think you're too cold, and you think I'm way too strong.
Yep.
I think you're too old, and you think I'm too young.
Okay.
I think you're too cold, and you think I'm way too strong.
What you
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Well, have you ever wondered what a modern-day soulful Billie Holiday would sound like? You just heard her, Brianna Cole, here on Max and Friends. Well, she's the industry's newest rising star, Brianna Cole, now let me tell y'all. She might sound like Billie Holiday. She sings and loves Sade, Lauryn Hill, Shirley Bassey, and these are all just some of her admirers. So let's just get right to it because Brianna's here. In between, she's going from show to show. Thank you for being on Max and Friends. Pull up your mic.
Hey, what's up, Max? It's Brianna Colette. How you doing, Broski?
I'm great, darling. Now, you were just like literally playing at Joe's Pub, so how was that?
Oh, it was awesome. I got to sing with J-Rome. We did a duet. Real cute, real hot, real steamy, honey. You should have been there. It was hot.
I would have loved to have been there. Now, you know, we all met in Miami, kicking it on Ocean Drive, having a good old time. You all were riding your bikes, and I was like, when I saw you and Raw, I was like, well, I got to have her on my show, because I just know she's going to blow up and be huge. So tell us how you got into this industry. Because it's funny, you're like, I'm a slash and a slash, a music and actress, a slash, slash, slash. You're just everything. Right. So everything. How did you get into music?
You know, as a kid, my mom used to always sing in the house, in the car, you know, on the way to school. She was always singing. So music was always kind of embedded in me at a very young age. And I turned out to be a late bloomer. I really didn't start music until after high school.
Wow.
You know, once that music bug has bit you, you know at some point in your life you have to pursue it. And it just kept growing and growing inside of me. And I was just like, you know what? I need to make music number one. I had went to L.A. for acting. I was already doing some modeling when I was on the East Coast. And eventually I said, you know what? Music's got to be number one. So
absolutely.
I moved to New York and just did the damn thing.
And doing your thing. And now you're going on tour in Russia in June. So tell us about that.
Yes, actually, I'm leaving in May. I'm leaving out in a week and a half. On May 8th, I'll be flying out to Russia. I can't wait. I'm so excited. I'm also I'm touring with Chris Robb and Nadia Washington, two amazing artists. I actually did tour Russia before a couple years ago, but that was a jazz tour with Daniel
Kramer. You were with Daniel Kramer, yeah.
Yeah, he is an amazing pianist. This man is sick. He's just ridiculous. But this time, it's all going to be me. It's going to be Brianna Colette, my feel, my style, my flavor, my energy. So I'm really excited to be able to bring that back to Russia now.
Now, tell us about your song, Sugar Beet.
I'm sorry?
Tell us about your song, Sugar Beet.
Oh, well, Sugar Beet's not my song. Sugar Beet is a movie that my song is in. My song, Green Card, is featured in the Red Bull film, Sugar Beet. And Green Card is basically kind of came about when I was in the studio recording in Belgium. And long story short, I ended up meeting this guy. We went on a date while I was there recording. And then, like, after about 20 minutes, he asked me, you know, if I'd marry him for papers. And I was like, you know, you ain't that fine. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you ain't that fine. Nah. So anyways, I got back to the studio, and I was like, can you guys believe what this guy said? So that is how Green Card just kind of came about, you know, just like the nope, nope, no settling down. Just about a young woman on her grind doing her thing. And, you know, we can settle down, but you got to understand that I'm on my grind right now. I'm doing me. And if you can accept that, then you can rock with me.
That's the truth. You think you gave a lot of advice to a lot of girls listening tonight. Now, let me ask you a question. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be?
If I could move anywhere?
Yep.
Oh, honey, I just had this conversation earlier today with my manager, bro. I would move to South Beach, believe it or not.
Oh, I believe it, because I made that move. So if you have, when you're ready, call me. We'll find you a place.
Yes, honey, I need the ocean. I need to be able to go swimming. I need to get that tan, that vitamin D on my skin. I love Miami. I mean, I'm originally from the South, so I bloom best when lightly toasted in the sun.
There you go. Who was your first inspiration in life?
In life, I would have to say Sade was a huge inspiration to me. My mom used to play her records. We used to watch her videos. Smooth Operator was like, it was like epic for me, my mom, my sister. We used to sit there and just watch the video and we're like, oh my God, this woman is so classy and elegant and beautiful. You know, she was just a queen, you know, and she was someone who definitely inspired me. And, you know, and she kind of you know, shared similar features as me. So I felt really, really connected to her as a young girl.
Now, how would you describe your voice to be?
You mean like, who do I sound like?
In general, like if you were to describe your voice, because there's so many different ways that people have described your voice, but from you, from yourself, how would you describe your voice?
You know, I'd say it's like a little mix of Lauryn Hill meets Sade with like a twist of Billie Holiday.
A little bit of electric mix and jazz, soul, and pop.
Yeah,
that's what people
say. Just a little bit of jazz. Yeah, and you know, the thing, it's funny because I never grew up listening to jazz. I was never really a jazz head. And my voice just kind of magically developed into something jazzy. And, you know, it just all on its own. It just manifested. So, I would say, it's very melodic, smooth, soulful, sexy.
It's hypnotic is what it is. I ain't going to lie. It is hypnotic.
Thank you, love.
Because ever since I played Too Old, I was like, well, I got to play it all day. And then we're going to play Green Card tonight, so we're excited for that. Now, let me ask you another question. I mean, you've been in, like, commercials and print ads for Kit Kat, Diet Pepsi, McDonald's. The list goes on and on. If you could do just one thing, what would it be? Because you are the girl of many slashes. But if you had just do one thing, what would it be?
You know, you mean career-wise, if I could just do one thing?
Yep.
Or you mean like as far as like print and modeling and...
One thing.
Huh?
It's tough, right?
yeah, it's tough. I'm like, if I could just, you know, I've never seen myself just doing one thing. I can't. I'm just...
There you go.
Even Brianna to say, let me just do... one thing, you know, I eventually had to just focus on music. Yes.
Right.
You know, at some point, because how are you going to succeed when you're starting all these projects and nothing's really going to move forward until you put your energy into one, you know, specific thing. And, you know, acting and modeling, you know, they didn't really hit the back burner, but music definitely had to come first.
Right.
But you can also hear my voice in the new Dark and Lovely Au Naturel commercial. That's my voice in that commercial. So,
check it out. So you're just doing your thing one day at a time. Now, for all those little girls listening tonight who want to become singers and, you know, they're just like, Brianna, we need some advice. What would it be?
You know what? Follow your dreams. Follow your dreams. People told me I couldn't do it. They told me that it didn't sound good. You know, people will try to tell you what they think is right for you, but you follow the voice inside always. And it's not going to be easy. You know, one of my really good friends, told me, she said, you know, Brianna, the best decisions for you are always going to be the hardest ones to make. And she's right. You know, I had to make a lot of sacrifices just to get to where I am. I had to give up things and miss out on parties and functions and weddings and lose friends and, you know, just to pursue my dream, you know?
Absolutely. Well, speaking of functions, I got to tell you, we've got one coming up down here in Florida in November that I would love for you to sing at. So we gotta talk to Roe because, of course, it's for charity.
Yeah.
And it's for Unicorn Children's
Fest.
November what?
November 26th.
Oh, Lord. All right. Now, listen, I got two more questions for you before I let you go. If you could do a duet with anybody, who would you choose to do it with?
I would love to do a duet with Drake. I think that would just be awesome.
Yeah.
He's definitely
What song would you want to cover with him?
You know what? I want to do a new song with him. You know what I'm
all
saying?
Right.
I think me and him to get in the studio, he's an amazing singer, rapper, writer. So I would really love to get into the studio with him, pick his brain, and just be creative with somebody like that.
And what do you want your legacy to be?
I want my legacy to be love. You know, really just spreading love and helping people get through their issues, their feelings, their emotions, their breakups, their makeups, their wake-ups, you know what I mean? But ultimately, I feel like if I could just sprinkle a little more love on people, you know what I mean, it might change something in the world, you know?
Absolutely. You're changing the world one song at a time. And listen, how can people follow you? How can people follow you?
Oh, people can follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at Brianna Collette, BriannaColette. Also,
that's at Brianna,
Instagram.
Yeah, at Brianna Collette. Yep, Collette. What's your Instagram?
I'm on Instagram at Ms. Colette, M-I-Z-C-O-L-E-T-T-E. Also, my website, BriannaColette.com, and I'm on Facebook and YouTube. Everywhere.
Plug it, plug it, plug it, plug it. Brianna Colette is here on Max and Friends.
Now
listen, I know you, bro. You got to give her a big old hug from me, and just I love her. So tell her I said hi. Now, and of course, thank you for, you know, for arranging all this tonight. Speaking of Mr. Green Card, where is he now? Do you know?
Oh, Mr. Child, I don't know where he is. He's probably still looking for papers, honey.
Well, you know what? Set up the song. Tell everybody, no, this is Brianna Colette. You're listening to Max and Friends, and here's my song, Green Card.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to Max and Friends. This is Brianna Colette, and stick around to hear my new song, Green Card. Bye.
Green Card here. Thanks for being on, Max and Friends.
Thanks, Max. Have a good night.
Have a great night. All right, Ronan, let's get Green Card going, and then when we're back, we got my girl Robin here.
Is this recording? Is this recording? Is this recording? Setting down.
I'm single, 'cause I wanna be. I'm focused, determined, and positively me. I wanna be with you, but I'm on my grind. I'm working, working, working all the time. You wanna marry me? You wanna take me away? Well, fairy tales don't exist in the U.S. all day.
No, no, no. No settling down.
No, no, no.
No time to settle down.
No, no, no.
No settling down.
No, no, no.
You ain't settling down.
No, no, no.
There's no settling down.
No, no, no.
No green card right now.
No, no, no.
No settling down.
No, no, no.
It ain't going down. No, 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 settling down,
not 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 settling down,
na 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 na, not settling down,
no, 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 settling down. If you wanna see me, let me check my book.
There's no food to cook.
We can have dinner and a movie on the side. Just make sure that you have me home by midnight. Damn right.
No, no, no.
No settling down.
No, no, no.
No time to settle down.
No, no, no.
No settling down.
No, no, no.
You ain't settling down.
No, no, no.
There's no settling down.
No, no, no.
No green card right now.
No, no, no.
No settling down.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. That was Brianna Colette here. Green Card was the song. My girl Robin's in the studio with me still. What did you think of that song, girl?
Honey, that was fierce, honey. Finally, finally, a bitch that can sing. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And she ain't settling down.
Listen, honey, listen. Okay, okay, that's a smart girl. She said, I ain't going to help that motherfucker get no green, girl. Okay, I like her.
And you know what I love about her, too? Right? I said, so if you could pick one thing, what would you choose? And she's like, oh, I can't just pick one. I like that.
You know what, Max? You cannot pick just one thing because you have to be versatile. You have to do more than one thing because the world has changed, honey. Nobody, look at here. You even have Mariah Carey on QVC selling jewelry and shit. Everybody's doing more than one thing.
Absolutely. But you know what? I got to give the test question because some people say, oh, if I could just do one thing. But you could see the nature of humanity where it's going into this whole entrepreneurial ship where we can conquer everything that we put our minds to that we want to do. So I love Brianna's whole way of thinking. And I just think it's inspirational here on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. Speaking of advice and inspirational, Robin Camille is with us. I think she's going to be my new Robin, like Howard's girl. I think it would be fun,
okay.
Don't you?
Yes, honey, it's going to be very, very, honey. Okay, okay.
Now, let's get back to the week in review, because there was so much stuff going on. And I mean, tell me more. Tell me more.
Honey, well, listen here. First of all, did you hear about the members of Congress trying to get out of Obamacare? They're trying to be exempt from Obamacare? Ain't this a bitch?
Yes.
Honey, what kind of mess is this? Now, wait a minute. Your bitches rammed it down our throat. You didn't read the bill, okay? Ms. Nancy Pelosi hit her crack pipe and said that everybody had to pass and didn't find out what was in it. And now, when things are in it that you see that you don't like or that may not be of the best to your in your best interest, you want a waiver. But you want to ram it down our throat that we have to accept it. Because, you know, they were talking about all the members of Congress going on Medicaid program. Well, honey, them bitches got all up in a tizzy, honey. And now they want a waiver. But no, 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 you don't get a waiver, bitch, when we are all going through this mess, okay? Because you should have read the damn bill in the first place. It's a hot mess, okay? It's a hot mess.
It is. Listen, you know, when you're right, you're right. So speaking of hot messes, what else is a hot mess?
Well, honey, listen here. Did you hear about this thing in Stockton, California, where this teacher got into a fight with this student, honey? Honey.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, listen, but you know what? But you know what? Let me tell you something. These teachers are getting tired, honey, of these little snotty-ass bitches. They don't respect their mama. They don't respect their daddy. They have no respect for any authority. And the little bitch was in class putting on her makeup, and the teacher took the makeup away from her. She told her to stop putting on makeup because, bitch, you're trying to learn how to read, okay? She probably can't even spell makeup. Then the little bitch gets on the cell phone, calls the mama to tell the teacher to give her makeup back, and the teacher took the phone and hung up. Then she said, you can't hang up on my mama. Then they got to pushing and the shoving, honey. It was a hot mess. All on the floor, weaves on the floor, everything, honey. Glue
now,
trash coming out.
If you were the teacher.
Well, listen, honey, first of all, you see, if she had shoved me, then you got to do what you have to do. Then the Board of Ed and all of that, the chancellor and the principal. Because, you know, once she laid a hand on her, then that's a whole other bag of tricks. And she shoved the teacher.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so you can't have that.
No, no, no.
You can't have it. You can't.
Somebody
no, because
tell
these
me.
Children. No, you know what? These children are a hot mess because, first of all, too many parents are too busy trying to be their friends instead of being their parents. There's no moral compass. There's no discipline. They let them do what they want to do. I don't know where they got off with this stuff now, listening to whoever talking about, oh, let Johnny express himself. I remember one time I was in a supermarket, honey, and this little five-year-old was calling his mama a bitch, and she coming, don't say nothing to him, don't say nothing to him. Honey, uh-uh. That's a hot mess.
Hold on, was she white?
Yeah, honey, yeah, because you know black on that little bitch, he'd been in the morgue, honey. He'd been all up in the morgue, teeth missing and everything, bones broken, ribs messed up. Mm.
Now,
yes,
do you
honey,
have
yes.
kids, Robin?
Yes, I do, darling, but I got to be able to afford a man because you know what, honey, these little bitches don't work.
Now, what if the man wanted a green card from you? What would you say?
No. No, honey, no, 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 no. No, because you know what? Back in the day now, you know, the hoes used to get married for $5,000, $10,000. But now they don't offer any money. They're just talking about, oh, they want a green card. No, 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 darling. No, we earned our green card the hard way, honey. We worked on the plantations, and now you got to put in your work, too, okay?
You see? Oh, my goodness. Well, what else was going on in this week that got you going?
Well, you know something, the other thing, too, did you hear about Miss Gwyneth Paltrow showing up with no panties on to the Iron Man 3 premiere in L.A.? What was wrong with her?
Well, what do you think was wrong with her?
I don't know what she trying to pull a Toni Braxton that didn't work for her, so I don't know what. I'm a little surprised at Miss Gwynn because she usually has more class than that. She had to be trying to show her little old raggedy ass. What's wrong with her?
You know what's wrong with her? Is that she's not relevant anymore, and now we're talking about her.
we'll see, that's the thing. So I'm going to stop talking about her. Next, okay. You know, McDonald's, darling, is actually talking about serving breakfast all day long.
Oh, what do you think about that? I think that's the best idea ever.
Yes, dear, I think so, too. Because the other thing, honey, you can go through that drive-through at 1 a.m., honey, after partying with some vodka shots and everything, and you can get some pancakes and sausages and soak up all that alcohol. I say yes, amen. Mm-hmm.
Right? I just want one of them good old, you know, Egg McMuffins.
Yes, honey, yes. And listen, did you hear Michael Jordan get married again?
For real?
Yes, for real, honey. Yes, he got married. I think this girl, I don't know if she's Dominican. I think she's a Latino girl. Yvette Ghetto or something like that, honey. But mm-hmm. They ain't going to keep his ass out the strip clubs, honey, because he's still going to be going up in there. Mm-hmm.
It's the truth. Now, listen, what's going on with you? Where are you going next?
Well, darling, you know, I have another set of shows here in New York City, my one-woman show. And then I'm going back to Atlantic City next Thursday because, you know, the competition continues. So Mother's going to be right up in there, honey, with the competition. Then I go downstairs, have me a cocktail, and bang out on those blackjack tables and try to get the mortgage money. You know how it is, honey.
Listen, now, how do people get involved in Pro Bar Finds a Star?
Well, you know something, darling? They can actually send me a text, a Twitter, just tweet me, okay, if you want to get involved for the next round, because now we're halfway through the competition, so it's too late to get involved now. But tweet Ms. Robin at The Advice Diva. Let me know your talent. Send me a link to anything you have, YouTube or whatever, and then we will consider you for the next round.
Yes, now, what is Pro Bar Finds a Star?
Excuse me?
Tell everyone exactly what Pro Bar Finds a Star is.
Yes, dear. What it is a 10-week talent competition. So we have all sorts of talent, singers, dancers. We even had magicians, jugglers, dancers, everything, honey. So the winner, the grand prize winner gets a photo shoot with Mike Ruiz from Logos A-List, that fabulous photographer, who's going off to Russia now to shoot Kelly Rowland for her new album. Then they also get a 2-performance engagement at Resorts Casino Hotel, which is an amazing thing, honey. Because, I mean, how long would it take you to get your ass up in a casino, okay, in Atlantic City? So this is a wonderful opportunity, a wonderful platform, honey. It's very rare.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we just got a great tweet in from a mother who said that she wants Callie, her daughter, wants us to know that she won the Peacemaker Award at her school on Thursday, as well as Honor Roll and Spelling Bee. Good job.
Oh, fabulous.
Isn't that
fabulous,
great?
Honey.
Kids do well in school.
Oh, yes, honey. Yes,
and not
honey.
Putting on makeup and calling their mothers, right?
Exactly. And fighting the teacher. Okay. Yes.
Well, listen, praise her. Spoon soon. Speaking of wrapping things up, everyone, you got to wrap it up. Practice safe sex. Love one another as much as you can, but do wrap it up. Now, listen, I got to talk to you real quick because, you know, I'm doing a big event in New York at the Lehman Center in the Bronx. And
Boogie Down.
Yes, because I'm hosting an event called An Evening with Patti LaBelle, the real Patti LaBelle, that is. And we're raising money for the Children's Hospital at Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx. Patti's going to be singing on May 11th. Go to the Lehman Center. For more information, follow them on Twitter at the Lehman Center, just Lehman Center. Also, if you want to call in to get tickets, I'm going to give you the phone number there because tickets are selling really fast. I mean, it is Patti LaBelle, and it's really in one of these really small theaters. It seats like 2,000 people, but I'm saying small because it's really intimate. Patti's in your face, giving you Miss Patti LaBelle, Saturday, May 11th, plus opening act is Xavier Lewis. Y'all know him from Give Back. Y'all know him from The Voice. Y'all know him because he is amazing, and he's going to be singing with his band, Whiskey Peach. Now, to get those tickets, dial 718-960-8835, 718-960-8835, Saturday, May 11th. It's a great Mother's Day ticket. Get the tickets. If you want the VIP tickets, they're $100, and that's just for the concert. $350 is for the private pre-reception with the soul diva herself, Miss Patti LaBelle, at the Lehman Center in the Bronx, 250 Bedford Park Boulevard, West Bronx, New York, 10468. It's a spring concert that I'm chairing with Bree Bythewood. She's going to be on a new show on Bravo, so come and check them out because Bravo's going to be there filming for her show. So that's what's going on in the world of Max, and this week is going to be a crazy week, and next week is going to be fun, and you never know where I'm going to be, but I'm always going to be here Sunday night at 8 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Robin, we've had fun chilling, haven't we?
Honey, it's been a blast, honey. It has been very fierce, honey. Okay, all of that in a bag of chips. Yes!
Well, listen, I would love for you to come and see Miss Patti LaBelle, so let me know if you're around May 11th and we could see something happen.
Oh, okay, fabulous, honey.
Yep,
yes,
you just gotta
give me a new weave, yes.
There you go. You better pat that weave, baby.
Okay, well,
listen,
okay.
You know, there's a song that Miss Patti LaBelle sings, and that, you know, when you've been blessed, what does it feel like? Robin,
well,
what does it feel like when you've been blessed? Give us some song.
Oh, honey, listen, honey, when you have been blessed, honey, you know, you feel like jumping up and down, singing, honey, singing hallelujah. Yes. Yes, honey, you just feel it all up in your bones, honey. Yes, yes, that's what you feel.
Dance like David
Dance.
Listen,
honey. Listen, honey. That's what you feel, honey. That's what you feel. But sometimes, honey, a lot of us get so busy ripping and running, honey, and bogged down, honey. We can't get that feeling, honey. But you got to get back to that feeling, okay? Can I get an amen?
Amen. Now, listen, you're going to get a lot more amens because I'd love to have you back here on Max and Friends. So let's make it happen sometime again, really soon, okay?
All right, baby. You know I'm here for you, okay?
Now, listen, give some advice, Miss Advice Diva, before we go to all the listeners listening tonight to Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio.
Well, honey, I will tell you this. Love many, trust few, and always paddle your own canoe.
There you go. You better get that canoe ready and that paddle, girl, because I'm about to get you.
Ow.
I'm going to talk to you after the show. Have a wonderful night. We're going to play When You've Been Best Blessed by Miss Patti LaBelle here on Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio. Have a great night, everyone, and take life to the max. Good night.
In a world of weak and strong.